people ask me all the time about how to help kids cope with divorce. Naturally, divorce is a difficult problem for kids. Nobody wants to see their family broken up, unless the family's been a very difficult place for them to coexist. I've got a few tips that I can suggest for helping kids to cope well with divorce, and for how to conduct a relationship with your kids when you and your spouse are going through a difficult time. First of all, I'm going to talk about five basic steps or tips. And the first one is to put the kids first. I know how counterintuitive that may sound. When you're going through a divorce, almost all your attention is on the problems, the drama, the chaos that the relationship breakup is causing. However, if you strive real hard to put the kids first and you make sure you don't avoid them or ignore them or forget about them, things will go a lot better. The kids will feel reassured by that as well. If you ignore them, don't have time for them, you're focused on other things, that sets up anxiety for the children. Second is to keep communication lines open. For fear that they'll say the wrong thing or fear that they'll cause the kids to worry, parents often avoid communicating directly with kids about the impending changes that are taking place in the family through a divorce. If the kids are old enough, I think it's always wise to keep them in the loop. Talk to them, let them know what's going on. This reassures them that everything will be okay. If there's been an incident and the kids have heard you and your spouse fighting, they may need to sit down and talk with you. And you can help them understand that everyone makes mistakes, and you can try hard to avoid scaring them the next time by avoiding the next fight. But anyway, it's a good idea to sit down and clear the air, talk with the kids about what happened, and do some postvention counseling. That's what I call it. After a crisis, meltdown, some type of incident, a few minutes spent doing some postvention work can really help make a difference next time around. Also remind the kids frequently that they can come to you with questions. A lot of times parents try to get the kids to talk to them and the kids won't. And there are many reasons for that. The kids are often afraid. The kids are avoiding conflict. They don't want to put you or themselves in an embarrassing situation. They may have all kinds of reasons for not coming to you. But it's important to let them know that they can talk to you. It's also important that when they do talk to you, say they ask you a question, even if it's a simple question or what you may feel is a ridiculous question, answer it politely. Don't make them feel embarrassed. Don't put them down subtly. Don't roll your eyes. Avoid any expression of contempt. Make sure the tone of your voice, your body language are all lined up in a positive direction so that the kids have a positive and a constructive experience when talking with you. That way they're more likely to come back and ask you more questions next time. If, on the other hand, you lecture them, you bristle up when they ask you questions, or you launch into an attempt to criticize or harm your other spouse, then that will be a negative experience for them, and they will be more likely to avoid communicating with you in the future. So these are practical things, another one to consider, but they're also mistakes that people make quite frequently. Don't get angry with your kids when they talk about divorce. If they need lots of reassurance, be patient, take a deep breath, give them the reassurance that they need. Avoid being critical. You may not be in the best place. Your brain may be challenged, you know, dealing with stress and lots of decisions to be made. And so you may not be in the best place, but try to be patient with your children and accept any questions. Take all the time they want to talk about things and do it frequently. Don't just have one talk. It reminds me of the birds and bees talks. You know, sometimes parents think they can give the birds and bees talk in, you know, one session. And I go, really? That's probably four or five sessions. I didn't know you could reduce the complex topic of sex to one session. But of course, they're doing that because it's uncomfortable for them, probably, and they're not really wanting to spend a lot of time doing it. Would like to get it over with and move on, right? Well, talking about a divorce is difficult, and it's sad for parents because they don't want to admit that the family's breaking up. But it's something that really can put the kids at ease. If they know what's going on and you can keep them in the loop, everything goes much better, and they're much less likely to act out behaviorally. Another thing, number three, again, number one was put the kids first. Number two was keeping communication lines open. Number three is to never put the kids in the middle. I see this happen all the time. Angry parents aren't thinking. They'll do anything to get the other spouse back. They want the kids to realize what a horrible person the other spouse is. And things just go sour from there. Divorcing parents need to remember, and I tell my divorcing parent clients all the time, that the kids need both parents. They need relationships, healthy relationships with both parents. They want to think about both parents in positive ways. No one wants to see their mother or father as a derelict. We like to be proud of our parents. And because kids are developing a sense of self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem, they need to see their parents in a positive light. It's hard to feel good about yourself if you think you came from deranged or damaged stock. So when a parent attacks another parent in front of a kid or puts a child in the middle, they're making a mistake that's going to hurt the child in the long run in very powerful ways. It's essential to learn to control your emotions. There's a place for expressing your angst and your frustration with your spouse. It is not in front of your children. So keep the divorce neutral. Try to make it a no-fault divorce as far as the kids are concerned. Keep them out of it. That way your kids will stay healthy. They will handle the divorce much better. And in the long term, they'll develop a much more positive sense of themselves. All right, number four is to avoid pathologizing the other parent. You know, sometimes we are so angry, we don't realize the damage we do with words. Words can be just as damaging as fists. And it's important for us to avoid flinging words around in hurtful, derogatory, castigating ways. When you describe your spouse in front of your child, point out the positives. Don't go to the negative side. It's not necessary. The kids are intelligent and they can see that. There's no need to remind them about how flawed someone is. They have to have relationships with both of you. Make that easier by not pathologizing the other spouse. And number five, give your kids lots of reassurance, lots of positive messages. And you can say things like, hey, you know, we're going through a hard time as a family. Families sometimes do that, but they come out smelling like a rose if everyone sticks together and tries real hard. So say, yes, changes are coming, but it's all going to work out. Reassure them. Everything's going to be fine. They're still going to have visitation time with the spouse that they're not living with, or they'll have shared visitation. you know, let them know that they're not going to lose somebody. A child doesn't want to lose a home, and they sure don't want to lose a parent. When a divorce is nasty and ugly, and one of the parents gets ostracized and pushed out of the picture, the kids always suffer, unless that parent has a very damaging effect on the children, say an abusive effect or something, they're doing something illegal that is really, really harmful. But in most cases, in the vast majority of cases, an imperfect parent is better than no parent at all. In fact, I don't know anybody who has perfect parents. I've never met a perfect family, even though I am a family therapist. Everyone that I've ever worked with is flawed. But we have to work at seeing the good in people, and we have to teach our children to do that. You can't teach your child to find the good in others and in themselves if you're constantly focusing on the negative and pointing out what someone does wrong. So avoid the temptation to criticize and to put someone down. Keep it positive. Keep the communication lines open. Put the children first. Never put the kids in the middle. Avoid pathologizing the other parent, and provide lots and lots of reassurance. By doing these steps, by taking these steps, you'll find that you'll make it much easier for your child to adapt, to change, and to cope with divorce or separation. Good luck, and let me know if you need any help.